Now, more Drive Time Sports on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM, the play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
It was a busy weekend for the Emory High School wrestling team. They traveled on the road to the JUAB Winter Classic. 24 teams competing at this two-day competition. Gave the boys a lot of time on the mat here in the early season. We're going to talk about that, everything from the 106 to the 285 weight class, and also about the very busy week for the Emory wrestling squad as they have a couple of meets. Grantsville on Wednesday and then the Christmas Classic in Farmington over the weekend. Joining us over the phone, we have Coach Kurt Christiansen. And Coach, I always look forward to the conversations. Thank you again for the time today.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Coach, let's talk about this competition over the weekend. We know there's a ton of schools there. You guys are competing against 23, 24 schools. Gives the kids a lot of mat time, as you and I were kind of discussing over the phone last week. 2 days, you'll get about 9 matches. I mean, that's a lot of experience, especially for a team like yours, which is extremely young.
Yeah, you know, it's good to get mat time and get out there and, you know, do a whole junior high wrestling season all in 2 days, you know. Get a lot of mat time. And these guys learned a lot and fought hard. They really wrestled with a lot of heart this weekend. We were super proud of them.
Let's talk about some of the heavy performers, Coach. Monty Christiansen, jumping back and forth from a couple of weight classes, but did finish at a perfect 9-0. We got to wrestle at 106, got to wrestle at 113. And so he was kind of all over the place, but did not lose one single match over the weekend.
Yeah, he had a great weekend. One of his key matchups there was against Brayton Banks from Salem Hills. You know, in the Utah Power Poll, Monty was sitting number 3 in the whole state of Utah, and he knocked off the number 2 seed with a pretty handily win. He beat the kid up pretty good, and it was just good to watch, and he stepped up and wrestled a couple of studs at 113 for us to get us some wins for those dual wins we needed. So we're really proud of Monty and his team leadership there. He did a really good job this weekend.
How difficult is it for a kid to jump between two weight classes when you're talking a two-day meet? I mean, this isn't something that you have a week to prepare for. Is that a big deal, Coach?
No, it was a big deal to him. He asked me why I got to do that. I said, well, we really need these team points. We want to, you know, the first day we needed to win, beat North Summit so we could get into the silver pool instead of wrestling in the bronze pool like we did last week. So we needed that win, and it helped us get the win over North Summit. So you know, it's just a lot of weight, and you know, I guess long answer to a short question, it's tough, but he was up to the challenge. You know, he wrestled 106 pounds as a 93-pounder when he was a freshman, so it's not anything he's not used to. So he stepped it up a notch.
You had another unbeaten wrestler over the weekend, coaching Greg Sewin at 190. He also finishes a perfect 9-0. You've gotten some great work out of Greg so far this season.
Oh, man, he has really turned the corner. He's done a lot of off-season work with his brothers and got in the weight room and got fit. And he looks really good. He's chain wrestling well. He's moving from move to move, and he's really thinking through his matches. You know, last week's duel didn't go the way he wanted it. We had a winnable match there, we thought, and he made some mistakes being a little over-aggressive, so he really cleaned that up, and he stepped it up a notch and was undefeated. And in fact, we had him step up. We talked about jumping a weight. He jumped two weights and wrestled a 285 for us on our last duel. This is an exhibition match and won that one as well. So, you know, there's another kid that's really showing a lot of team leadership and working hard and pushing through those tough spots in those matches to get the wins.
I know it's so early, Coach. Here we are in the middle of December, but when you have a kid or two go to something like the JUAB Winter Classic and come back a perfect 9-0, it seems to me that a state championship is probably an expectation, a realistic expectation, because you guys played, you know, went up against a lot of heavy competition.
Oh, yeah. I fully expect to see Monty and Greg and Easton Thornley in the state final match. You know, Easton wrestled the heck out of everybody in our division. He had a big match. And in fact, we had a lead on the guy and got kind of slammed and got spraddled a little bit and tore a groin muscle on the one loss that he had this week. So you know, Easton wrestled his brains out, and I fully expect to see those three fight it out for a state championship.
As you mentioned, Easton Thornley, 285, he goes 7-1 over the weekend. And so, again, another kid, solid performance. We have to talk about the way he performed, especially going 7-1. I mean, again, stiff competition.
Yeah, he just did amazing. He stepped out and wrestled well and really made his opponents wrestle to his strengths, and it worked out really good. Easton got some big wins over some power opponents. And I think it's going to do good things for him in the postseason to see these quality opponents and know he can pull out a win.
Again, our guest right now, Coach Kurt Christiansen, as we talk about the Emory High School wrestling squad. Coach, just looking at the way things went for you over the weekend, I know that there's a lot more mat time for this young squad. You guys have Grantsville in the middle of the week, and then you'll go to Farmington over the weekend. And so as we get ready for that Christmas moratorium, which is not too far off, a lot of wrestling still to be had for you guys.
Yeah, we should. We got a duel with Grantsville this week and one with Canyon View next week, and then we've got that big tournament coming up this weekend. It's a line bracket tournament. Most of these guys are going to land in a 64-man bracket. But that's 8 wins to be in the front, you know, the 7 wins to be the front runner. You know what I mean? You get into the consolation bracket, you're probably looking at another 9 or 10 matches this weekend. So a lot of wrestling left, and this time of the year, that's the way I like it. I want them to get as much mat time as we can, get as much film on them as we can. And then, you know, come the turn of the year, we're going to start really honing in on their skills and perfecting their style. So it's looking good. I really want to, you know, build up the middle of my team there. We have had some wins and we had some losses, but they wrestled their brains out this weekend. They all gave it all they had and left it on the mat. I can't ask more than that as a coach. You know, these guys that giving you their whole heart and trying for the win, no matter what position they're in. So,
oh, for sure, Coach. I know that it is a young team, and right now it is all about improvement. Are you happy with the strides that you guys have made really in a short period of time? And we're talking about the season only being 2.5 weeks deep. Are you happy with what you've seen?
Oh, yeah. These guys are learning all the time, getting better and better. And, in fact, on those key matchups, like, you know, last week we saw Delta twice. And the second time we wrestled them, we beat kids that we'd lost to or stuck it out for a full 6-minute period instead of getting pinned. And we did the same with South Sevier this week. We saw them last week, and we saw them again, and we just kind of dominated them this go-around. So we're really proud of these guys to wrestle as tough as they did this week.
Grantsville on Wednesday, Coach, and then the weekend meet. I got to ask you about the weekend meet going to Farmington, because it is kind of a tradition for this team. What is it that keeps bringing you guys back to this particular meet on the weekend?
Well, it's in all honesty, it's tough opponents that we'll never see again. There's a lot of out-of-state schools, and there's a lot of those big schools, and we get to see new opponents, and we get to try new techniques, and we get to also, I like to take them to a few line bracket tournaments that are the same format as our divisional and state tournament. And there'll be this one and the TOC and the Rumble that we'll hit. And I think that those tournaments are all much tougher than their state tournament's going to be. And if I can have them, you know, coming into the state tournament thinking, hey, this is a breeze, this is easy. You know, it's only 3 matches to the finals instead of 7, you know what I mean? And they get that I can do this mentality, wrestling with these higher level guys, and they know they learn to survive the atmosphere of the line bracket tournament, and we see great opponents. You know, we're going to do some weight jockeying this year, this go round. We're starting to get fit. Some of these guys are getting down to weight where they can drop a weight. It's going to mess with our lineup a little bit. What it's going to do is double stack some weights and maybe leave some weights empty. But that's I want to do the best thing for each individual come the postseason. So we're going to try a few of those out this weekend and see what it's like when we move some guys like Derek Birch down to 113. You know, he's been filling that 120 spot for us, but he's a little light there. I want to, you know, try him out, see how he feels out of 113. We're going to move David Farley down to 138 with Hayden Allen and see what they can do there. And, you know, I'm hoping to get some of those 157 guys down to 150 and some of the 65 down to to 57. And you know, we're going to start looking at the postseason this week. So these guys are wrestling good. If they'll give their heart to it, I think they can do real well.
You answered my next question. I was going to ask when you start really looking at the postseason, and so that's this week. It starts that early, December. You got about 2 months.
Yeah, I want to start getting a feel for it. You know, with the weight allowance this weekend, after everybody's had a couple of duels, we'll have 2 pound weight allowance, which is right where we're going to be at the state tournament. Our guys are fit, and that's one thing I will brag on my team about, and that goes to them, is that this weekend and last weekend even. We didn't lose matches because we were out of shape and not fit. These guys they're fit. And that's good to see that your stamina is keeping up with the best of the best, you know. So that being said, they're getting down to weight and they're getting in shape, getting in wrestling shape, different than football shape, you know. So they're getting themselves down where they need to be, and it looks good. So we'll start taking a look at what they look like and how they feel at that lower weight class, and we'll go from there.
Coach, it's always great to get you on and get an update on the team. Thank you again. Best of luck this week against Grantsville and again in Farmington. And I know we'll talk again real soon. I appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks for having us. And I appreciate the, you know, love and support we're getting from our fans out there. You know, we'll have a couple more home meets there in January. Let's fill the stands. Thanks.
Makes a big difference, doesn't it, Coach?
Oh, it's fun.
Thank you.
You bet.
We'll pause for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We'll flip talk some NBA basketball. James Hollis is going to join us. It's that Monday NBA segment. Coming up next right here on Drive Time Sports.